See again on Yud Amud Beis, we had the Mishnah in Gittin. Kol hashtoris olam me'akor shel nochrim. Gemara says it goes on shtori raya. Doesn't go on a shtar kinyan. Akor shel nochrim, we assume, signed by nochrim. We really follow Tosef Shita on the top of Tes Amud Beis, that a nochri is posuleitis in kol haTorah kulo. Not just posuleitis by Gittin Kiddushin, because labnei ainu b'toras Gittin Kiddushin. Posuleitis in kol haTorah kulo, kal v'chomer from an Eved K'nayni. Eved K'nayni is not achicha b'mitzvahs. So nochri for sure is not achicha b'mitzvahs. So the shtar is really posul. Mikra din derais is posul. And the Mishnah says, What kind of ksherim? So Tosis and the Rishonim, a lot of Rishonim said, it's a takana with the Rabbonim. Why did they make such a takana? So the Gemara says, because it's a rubid alaysa kamon, we know that it must be that it happened. If it's not true that he lent them the money, it's not true that he sold them the house and he paid for it, that's what they wrote, that's what the court wrote, and the judges signed it. That they were watching when someone sold the house to another person, paid him money, and it was koina. So if it's not true that it happened, they would lahavi mar nafshar v'chasman le shtar. They wouldn't have written a shtar on their official stationery and signed it on the bottom. So that's an umder in the muchach. That's a rubid leisa kamon. That it certainly happened. No, if it's a rubid leisa kamon, so it should be good men atur. So why did the Rishonim say it's only good mid the rabbana? It's a takana the rabbana. So we explained we have hilchas edus. So the Gemara says that Moshe v'Aaron are not acceptable. So the Rashash quotes there on that Gemara in Bava Basra, Makshim Ho'elam, how can it be that Moshe v'Aaron are not acceptable? We know that they're telling the truth. So you see from the Gemara that when it comes to Nemanis, you don't construct on your own an umder in the muchach, who's telling the truth. You have to go with the rules. Based on the rules, the person is Neman, and we still say that he's Choshed. We know in our heart that they're not to rely on him. That's Lechumra. But you can't say Lekula if the person is a Ganaf, or the person is a Korav, or the person is a Rasha. Then we're going to say, but we know that he's honest, that he's telling the truth. If the Halacha says he doesn't have that money, so you can't construct a Numdun a Rubid Laisa Kamon. So that's why this Mishnah is only Nemanis, it's only a Din Midir Rabbanon. At the end with the Rabban and Dini Mominis, we can understand. You can make all the takanas you want in the area of Dini Mominis, and all the takanas rest on the principle of Hefke Bezen Hefke. The Chum have the right to take away someone else's money. Even if, strictly speaking, in our Torah, he doesn't have to pay. The Shtar doesn't mean anything, but the Rabban has to pay. What's difficult to understand is how the Achreinim say La Loche that if the War Department sends a woman a letter that her husband was killed in battle, so the Achreinim say, based on this Mishnah, you see that the government offices wouldn't write such a statement on official stationery if it didn't really happen. But Tosfos said it's only a takana de rabbanon. A takana de rabbanon, the area of Dina Mominis, has a mechanism whereby it can work, based on the Gemara says in Yevamos. We usually assume the klal is ein koach b'yad chachamim lakadav min haTorah b'kum v'yaseh. Yesh koach b'yad chachamim lakadav min haTorah b'shevi al taseh. The chachamim have koach to tell us not to blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, and not to put on tzitzis in a beged shel pishton, and not what an egershin is gai b'erev Pesach. He should not be makriv the korban Pesach. B'shevi al taseh, not to do mitzvahs. But the chachamim, the Gemara has a whole discussion. And the Bavli comes to the conclusion, so how does the fella have, the Gemara asks, they have a million and one cases where the Chachamim made a takana and they changed the din and dini mamanis that someone has to pay money. Minatari, there's no right that he owes the money. But the Rabbanim say, you got to pay. How can they do loy sigzel bikum biyaseh? How enkach lako bikum biyaseh? So the Gemara answers, that's not called Akira's Dov Men HaTorah Bikum B'Yaseh, because since Hefker Bezen Hefker, so the Bezen declared that even though Men HaTorah you're entitled to the money, you don't have to surrender it to the other party. But the Rabbanim, we say, we want you to give away the money. So since Hefker Bezen Hefker, so the one who takes the money is not in violation of Lo Sigzol Bikum B'Yaseh, is not in violation of Sigzol B'Shei V'Al Tassad. They were mafker the money. So we understand how they had a right, how they had the authority to make a takana the Rabbanon. But the War Department sends a letter on official government stationery and signed by the people who are responsible that a husband is dead, so to rely on that, this the chashayla from Lois Sinof is bikum liase, that's an iser. What are you going to say? Hefke bezn hefke? Can't apply hefke bezn hefke to iser v'hefke. Hefke bezn hefke is indeed mamas. There is a mechanism. Gemara has, there is a mechanism. You're going to say, afkinu abana kedusha minei. How did they, Gemara has it in a few rare cases. So how did Achrayim know to relate this Mishnah to say, just like in the case in the Mishnah in Dinei Mamonos, so too by Yisa V'Heta. How did they know that the Chachamim would have gone so far? And the Mishnah doesn't say. So that's why there's what to discuss, and not so pashut. You can't jump so quickly to take this Mishnah and apply it. It's a pilpul in the recent, from the last century, from the last 150 years. When the Goyish governments would ascertain that someone was killed in battle, and they didn't send back the body. They send back the body so you can identify the body. You can't identify the body. So you don't know whether the person is alive or dead. So that's the shaila. So the Mishnah says, Kol ashtar son amak kol shanochem is good, ashtarai is good. Chutz migitin noshem shechuri abodim. That's not acceptable, yeah. The Gemara comes to the conclusion that Ibai Seimet Tenei Chutz Mikigite Noshim, all Shtori Kinyan are not acceptable. All Shtori Kinyan are not acceptable. Not only Gite Noshim, Shul Chavarim, that Nik Sivu Lishmo, and Yirik Chasimu Lishmo. No, any Shtar Kinyan is not acceptable. The Shtar Solem HaKol Shanachim is only good L'Raya. There's a Takana D'Rabbanon that you will, in HaTorah, you have no right to construct the Ruba Deleisa Kamon that they're telling the truth. If they're not kosher leaders, they're not kosher leaders, like Moshe V'Aaron. You're not going to accept them because we know that they're telling the truth. I mean, the Rabbanon made a takon. They didn't make a takon on Moshe V'Aaron, but here by other Koresh Ha'akam, they made a takon of Rabbanon. But the takon of the Rabbanon is only that it can serve as a raya, but it can't serve as a kinyan. So that's how we assume. Chutz mikigitin noshim shel Haron. Then the Mishnah quotes Reb Shimon disagrees. Shimon is Reb Shimon bar Yochai, usually. Reb Shimon, Stam Shimon is Reb Shimon bar Yochai. Reb Shimon Aymar, Af Eilu Ksheirim. Shimon says, Af Eilu Ksheirim, even Gitin Nashir Charvarim, is also good, if it's written by our Koiz. Lehuskar El Bezman Shanas Behedyu. So the Gemara says, what? A get that's signed by a Nochri is good mena Torah. How in the world is that possible? That's impossible. So the Gemara says, Yored Reb Shimon, four lines from the bottom of Yudam and Beis. Yored Reb Shimon, Lushitos Rosh Reb Loza. Reb Shimon holds like Tane Reb Loza. Loza, Shita is Eidim Mesirah Karsna. That's how we paskan. Halachik Reb Loza be Gitei Noshim for sure. Bishar Shtoris was a Dion and Achreinim on Daf Peivo, but the Gitei Noshim for sure that we pass them like Reb Loza. So Yor Reb Shem Lushitos Rosh Reb Loza Dama Eidim Mesirah Karsim. We're talking over here, the get was written Lushmo, but it was signed by Arkoes. So if it's signed by Arkoes, so Dalmei Hocha the signature. You have to give it in the presence of Eidim Mesirah. So Yor Reb Shem Lushitos Rosh Reb Loza Dama Eidim Mesirah Karsim. Frag the Gemara, but isn't there a din of Mezuyif Mitoichoy? The Rabbanan Gemara says, you're right, there is a din. It has to be, you have to, Reb Shimon in the Mishnah only says the get is good if you give it in the presence of Eidim Mesirah and Shemus Mufakim. The Goyisha names that were signed are Shemus Mufakim. They're such outstanding Goyisha names. The Jews never use those names. You have Jewish people, Rabbi Jimmy, Howie, you have all kinds of Goyisha names. The Gemara says, all the Jews in Chutz Laretz have Goyisha names like that. On Yud Aleph Amin Beis. Gemara quotes a Tosefta Perik. What is it? Perik Vov? Perik Vov in Gittin. They're all Jews in Chutz Laretz. Apparently the Jews in Eretz Yisrael have Hebrew names, like Kedar Lo'aymer. Now they have Shulchan Aruch, they talk about the husband's name is Kedar Lo'aymer. You shouldn't spell it, you shouldn't write it on two lines in the get. It should be on one line. Okay. And now in Eretz Otaka they take Nimrod, they give names from Rishoyim. Why is it you're not allowed to pick names from a Russian? Shem Rishoyim Yirkav. You're not allowed to take a Goyisha name. So the Gemara says that in Eretz Yisrael they were careful to use Jewish names, and Chutz Laretz the Jews always had Goyisha names. So the Gemara says that the only time Reb Shimon is Machshir, Machlek Reb Shimon and Tanakama. Tanakama holds Mizuif Metoicha is no good. Reb Shimon is Mekel. If you give the get in the presence of Edom is Sira, and the names of the Goyim are so obviously Goyish names, Shemis Mufakim, so there's no concern. Vil Masi L'mismach Alay L'misirinu B'fnehem. You're not afraid that he's going to. The whole reason, the whole Dinam Zeif Metorcha, if the get is signed by a Nochri, it's only Psul de Rabbanon. The Gemara says it's not a Din de Raisa. The Din de Rabbanon is because of a reason, because of the concern. Dil Masi L'mismach Alayu. You may forget and use them as the Edom Isir, but they have such Goyish names, it's not sure that anyone is going to forget. So the Gemara said that's the only time Reb Shimon is Mekel. So how do you read the Mishnah? Lahuskru Ela Bizman Shenasu Behedyot. Lahuskru Ela, when is a get isha no good if it's not Oila B'Arkos? So you need three conditions. Should be Eidim Isira, and you have to have Shemis Mufakim, and the third consideration, the third condition is has to be only Arkos. Why does it have to be Arkos? Arkos versus Hedyot is relevant if you have a Shtaraya. So Shtaraya, Hoyla B'Arkos, there's an Umder Demuchach that they would never sign if it's not true. V'Havimar Nafshay V'Kasman V'Shtora. So since an Umder Demuchach, so the Rabbanu we say we rely on that Rubid Aleisa Kaman. And the Hedyotos, if it's not Arkos, so there is no such Umder Demuchach. But if you're talking about a Getisho, not a question l'raya, it's a question of mezuyif mitaycha. So he said, "You make a mezuyif mitaycha if it's shemis mufakim, and now you give it b'fnei edim misira." So you don't have the gzera de rabbanon of mezuyif mitaycha. So why did you add on another condition that it has to be dafka arkoz as opposed to a hedyot? Very strange. So that's what Tosfos and the Rashba and the Ritva they all say the same thing. It's a gzera de rabbanon. It's a gzera de rabbanon. If you'll allow a getisho that's oila b'arkois, if you'll allow a getisho that's signed by nochrim, provided that you give it beidim misira and shemis mefakim, if you'll allow that behedyot, which makes sense, what's the difference arkois and hedyot? It's exactly the same thing. But if you'll allow it behedyot, then there's a gzera chashash. People will think that a shtaraya that's signed by hedyot is also good. So they made a gzera de rabbanon. So that's a machlekes hatanoim where they make such a gzera. So the Gemara on Yud Aleph Amud Aleph says Tanya about 10 lines from the top. The Gemara quotes the second half of a Tosefta. So let's take a look. The first half of the Tosefta. Let's look the first half and the second half. The Gemara knew that in the earlier generations, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai was a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva. After all the students, Rabbi Akiva died, the 48,000 students, 24,000 chavrusas that he had. So then the Gemara says that he gathered together 5 students and he taught Torah to them, and that's what saved the whole Torah. So Reb Shimon Bar Yochai was one of those 5 Talmidim. So Reb Shimon is arguing with the Tanakhama, arguing with the Chachamim, but there are 2 versions of what is the Machlekes Reb Shimon and the Tanakhama over here. The Reb Shimon we're talking about is Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. The Tosefta throws in another Reb Shimon Ben Gamliel. He's somebody else. He's not. We don't have him in the Gemara. So how does it sound? Tosefta Perek Aleph Mishnah Tes Kol Hashdaros Oranim Be'Akol Shal Akum Afal Pishu Chos Mehem Akum. Rabbi Akiva Machshir Bekulam. What do you mean Bekulam? Rabbi Akiva is Machshir. Rabbi Akiva is the Mekon HaChacham Mada Machmir. Rabbi Akiva is Machshir Bekulam. Not only Bekulam means not only Shtori Momin, Agud L'Raya, Beli Eide Mesira. But Bali Shemis Mufakim, Arkos. The Shtar Mamanis is good, the Hoyla Barkos is good, the way it stands, with the Rabbanim. Abakiva Machshir Bekulam, he's Machshir, Bishtari Mamin. Because of the Takan of the Rabbanim, and he's Machshir by the Getisho, the Eidem Mesiro, the Shemis Mufakim.
The Chachamim poslim begite noshim uvishechruri avodim. The Chachamim hold that it's a mizuyach mitoichai. It's not going to help if you're going to have edim asira. The shame is mefatim. That's the machlekes. Whether you make the gzeira derabbanon of mizuyach mitoichai is a gzeira derabbanon. That's our gemara of the Ferish like that. At least this case in mizuyach mitoichai, we said the Goyen Shebrief is quoted on Daf Peivov. And the Rif, he says that sometimes mizuyach mitoichai is a psul deraisa. If you have a chasim seidecha then a get, that's a mizuyach mitoichai deraisa. But this case for sure is on a mizuyach mitoichai on the rabbanon by chasmei amakum. So that's the machlekes tanakame. That's the machlekes Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim. Rabbi Akiva holds if it's edim misira and shemus mufakim, then you don't make a gzeira mizuyach mitoichai. The Chachamim poslim, you make a gzeira even shemus mufakim or to shem shemus mufakim. Sure. That's the first version. They all knew that there was a tradition. There's a machlekes Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim. Rabbi Akiva was in an earlier generation, earlier than Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Finally, Rabbi Akiva passed away already. So now, in the days of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, there's a machlekes Hatanoim. They all remembered that there was some kind of machlekes. The Dorash Elefaneinu, Rashi says, Rabbi Akiva was the earlier generation. What was the machlekes? The Tanakhama records. Machlekes is exactly this. Rabbi Akiva is the one who's Mako. If it's Shemus Mufakim and you give it over Beda Mesirah, so then he's make Gzeira Shemus Mufakim or to Shemus Mufakim. Amar Ablozib Rabbi Yossi, that's the next version. Kacho Amar Lahem Rabbi Shimon Lachachomim Betzidon. We have in a Tosef that says Kacho Amar Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is came. So the Vilna Gaon thinks that more correct is the way it says in our Gemara, the Hagos Hagvah. No. Kacham Rab Shimon, the Mishnah quotes Rab Shimon by Yechai, not Rab Shimon ben Gamliel. Rab Shimon Gamliel doesn't belong in this story here. Kacham Rab Shimon by Yechai, Lizikain and Bitzidon. The Mishnah says that the story happened to Tzidon. So the Tosefta says, Lenech Luka Rabbi Kiva Chacham and Malshtar Solom Akoshul of Dikachavim, Shafal Tisha Chasmeim of Dikachavim, Shem Ksheirim, Bein Beget Isha, Bein Bishtori Mamet. That was never a machlokes. Even get Isha, if you have Eri Chassime, Yisraelim, and Shemus Mufakim, there never was Machlekes. When they make Exer de Rabbon and Shemus Mufakim, or to Shemus Mufakim. Not true. Not only Rabbi Akiva was Mekel, the Chamar also Mekel. About Men Echluku, what is the Machlekes? Al Shinasa Behedyot. What if the get, if you have a Shtar Momen, that's Behedyot. So the Behedyotim will lie through their teeth. So there's no nemanus at all. There's no takana de rabbon. Min atorah the head the nachri is posulaitis and min rabbon. And there's no umdinah that is telling the truth. The umdinah is only by shtar solim yakol shalakim. Amen. Nechlo shenase behedyot. A get there was nase behedyot. So dal mihacha, just ignore the chasimus. It's shemus mufakim, and you are going to have edim series also. What's the difference whether it's arkos or it's hedyotos? It should be irrelevant. So that's what Rabbi Akiva says. Rabbi Akiva machshir b'kulam. Rabbi Akiva says it doesn't make a difference whether it's arkoyas or yoytos. We're ignoring everything that they signed. The get was written l'shmo by a Jew. It was signed by the nochrim. To what do I care? Signed by the nochrim. It's shemus mufakim, and we're going to have edim mesira Jew. So it's kosher. L'chachamim poislim b'kite noshim v'shechuri avodim. And l'chachamim disagree. If it was made behedyot, they made gzeira de rabbanon. That's what all the rishonim explained. That's the Gemara on our daf quotes the second half of the Tosefta. There are two verses, Tanakama and Rabbi Loza and Rabbi Yosi. Tanakama says the machlokes is the way we learned, the way the Gemara started off by saying. Ach maskin mishem is mufakim in the top line. So what's the machlekes Hatanai? So the Tanakama does not agree with Reb Shimon. Tanakama holds that even Shemus Mufakim make a gzeira to Shemus Mufakim. He still make a gzeira of Mizuyif Mitoch. And Reb Shimon says, no, Shemus Mufakim made a Mizuyif, you don't make a gzeira. So the next Tana quoted in the Tosefta is Rab Loza. Who is Rab Loza? Rab Yosef. So he says that Reb Shimon said that's not true. There never was such a machlek. It's not that Reb Shimon says, I'm following my Rebbe, Rebbe Akiva. No one ever disagreed with Rebbe Akiva. Everybody agrees if it's Shemus Mufakim and Edim Misira, if it's Arkos, it's good. The whole machlek is Satanan only was. If it's not the Hedyot, then Rebbe Akiva was even Mekel there. Shemus Mufakim and Edim Misira. So there's no problem. And the Chachamim made this Gzeira de Rabbanon. If you'll allow I get isha b'shemis mafakim be'edim misir, and the next thing you'll know is behedyo. Then they'll allow even shtori hedyotas and dinim mamonis. Rabbi Kiva helps. What does the get isha have to do shtori hedyotas, shtori arkoes and dinim mamonis? Is good the way it stands. You don't need edim misir. You don't need shemis mafakim. It's good l'raya the way it stands. So I can make exera derabanan. The get should be puzzled by the misira. Shemis mefakim behedyot otu shtori mamin behedyot. In ganzen two different things. Haiki dinei tesis and all the rishonim have that expression. Haiki dinei the haiki dinei sharshta. That's the tesis on yud aleph amud aleph. The third line in leinech luka Rebbe Kiva chachamim. Rebbe Kiva makes a statement. Kol hashtaris olam arkos are good. Haiki dinei the haiki dinei. The shtar mamin is good the way it stands. You don't have to touch it up. Barkos, it's good the way it is, because we know that they wouldn't have signed. Zinumda in the Mukhl wouldn't have signed if it's not true. And high in the Getisha is Kidine, if you have Edim Asira. And Shemus Mufakim, so then you make all on the concern of the Mizuyif Mitok. So it really doesn't make sense. Once you have Edim Asira, the Shemus Mufakim really shouldn't make any sense to distinguish between a Hedyot and Arkos. So that's Reb Shimon claimed, that was Rebbe Akiva's opinion. And the Chachamim made Xera de Rabbanon, the Hedyot, Otu Shtore Momin, the Hedyot, that we would not accept. Gemara puts together the Gitin Noshim Shechru Yavodim over here. Yeah, they both need Lishma, that we know they both need Lishma that we had on the previous daf. Bishlosha Drachim Shova Gitin Noshim Shechru Yavodim, that was the Brisa that we learned on Testament Aleph. And then the Gemara came out, the Rambam listed up the Shisha Dinim. There were six Dinim. The Gemara said, why did the Brice only say three? It was questionable. The Rambam adds everything all up together. So the six Dinim are that you need Ksiva Lishma. So that we understand has the same Din. What about does the Shtar Sheikh Rabbi Knani have the same Din? And you need Eidus Lekima Dava? The Gemara says in Kiddushin Adab Samachemet Beis that Kiddushin needs Eidus Lekima Dava. If a man is Mekadosh and Isha, Beino LeBeino, Afal Pi Shehu V'Hi Shnei Emorim, they both admit that he gave a ring and said, Harei HaMekudesh Esli, but there was no one else there. So the Gemara says the Kiddushin is not valid. She doesn't have to be Choshesh. There's no Sofik. She's not an Esh Yisush. Tosis Andal Adam and Aleph, the famous Tosis Dimamasa, the Kaimelon, quotes the Rabbi Natam, Rabbi Natam used to assume that the same is true regarding a get, just like Kiddushin requires Eidus Lekim Adar. But the original Pasuk doesn't say by Kiddushin. The original Pasuk says by Kimotzebo Erbas Dobra, goes on Soita Labailo, goes on Eidus Labira Dobra. Soita to become Asur El Bailo doesn't need Eidus Lekim Adar, just needed Eidus Labira Dobra. So somehow, we don't know exactly how, somehow the Gemara understood from that Zereshova, Kimotzebo Erbas Dobra, Dobra Dobra Mimaman. Not only do you need Shneirin Ksherim Lebir Hadova, you need Shneirin Ksherim Lekiyam Hadova, but not by a Soito. Kimotza Be'erva's Dova goes on a Soito, not by a Soito, by Kiddushin. But if Kiddushin needs, the Rabbeinu Tam assumes that a get needs also. So what are you going to say? Lo Me'isha? You're going to say Lo Me'isha, that just like a get Isha, the Rabbeinu Tam holds needs Eidus Lekiyam Hadova, so too a Shtav Shich Rabbi Knaini also needs Eidus Lekiyam Hadova. So from the Rambam, you look in the Rambam in Hilchas Avodim, when he talks about how to be Meshachar and Avik Nani. The Rambam in Hilchas Mechira, Perek Aleph, first talks about selling karka, and then talks about selling metaltalin. So he says, sell a karka is either niknas bekesef, bishtar, b'chazoka. Three possible kinyonim. So he says, bishtar keitzat. So the Rambam writes, you write on a piece of paper, sorry, mechur locho, sorry, kenuya locho, Afal pishen olav edim klal. What do you mean? Afal pishen olav edim klal. There's no edim chasim. There's no edim mesir. There's nothing. Mamish ben olav beno. So he's talking about a shtar moment to be makna piece of property. And the Rambam in the middle of Hilchas Avodim writes about bim shachar neviknaini. It's a little unclear. It sounds from the Rambam that you don't need edis lekim adover by shichar neviknaini. In Shulchan Aruch and Hilchas Avodim, the Mechaba quotes an opinion that you do need it. Sashayla, whether shichar neviknaini. How far do you go? Do all the dinim lola meisha eng zereshava lamachzi? Learn that all the dinim carry over. That was the shaila machlekes zachrana. What about tligit dech malgabi karka? That's also possible by Yevik 90.
or is it good? And here there's also a major question whether you need Eidus L'Kiyum HaDavar by Shtashichur Evik Naini. It's unclear. Anyway, the Mishnah puts them together. Getish and Shtashichur Evik Naini, the Gemara puts together Be'edim Esir V'Shemis M'Fakim. What do you really need Eidim Esir? If you say that you don't need Eidus L'Kiyum HaDavar. According to the Rambam, the only reason why you need Eidim Esira by Getish is because Rashi and the Rambam hold it's not a din in Hilchos Shtaris that every Shtar Kinyan needs Eidus L'Kiyum HaDavar. That's how the Rabbeinu Tam talks that in Shtori Mamon you also need Eidim Esira, and then he says maybe he starts to back out towards the end of the Taisus. But the way Taisus first says, Lechein Shtar Matnas Karka, Shtar Mecher, L'Kinyan HaKarka, Einam Ol Klum, according to Rablos, unless you have Eidim Esira. You have to have Eidim Esira watching. The Rambam is Beferish, not like that suggestion in Taisus. Rambam is Beferish like Rashi, at the Rashi later. That Rav Loza's shita, the Eidim Esira Karsi, is not a din in Hilchos Shtaris, it's a din in Dovish B'Yerevan. That's the question, whether Shtashir Rabbi Kanaini is also treated like a Dovish B'Yerevan. That L'Kiyam HaDover, you have to have Shnei Eidim Kshirim when the Odin is Meshacha the Yevet? What do you say? No. So that's a Beferish Machlekes. That's a Beferish Machlekes. Not L'Kiyam HaDavar, let's say the Isha becomes a Saito. Saito, yeah. It's a Dovah Shebeah Fabir HaDavar, yeah. But not for Kiyam HaDavar. Taisus writes in Ksubas on Daf Tes that's not Mistabra at all. That you should need, if a woman is Mizana and there were no Eidim watching, so she doesn't become Asur al-Bailo. They say it's very not Mistabra. They don't think that's true at all. You don't need Eidus L'Kiyam HaDavar for a woman to become Neseres al-Bailo Mitam Saito. The Bira Dovini. So that's the question. Should I say Lola Meisha? That since all the laws of the Shtar Shichur Rebbe Knani are learned out, the whole institution is learned. A Chuv Shalom Nitan Law, the interpretation of that phrase. Hafte Lon Avdosa, Chuv Shalom Nitan. Hafte Lon Avdosa goes on Shichur Ayide Kesef. He's Yotze Lecheres Ayide Kesef. A Chuv Shalom Nitan Law, the Rebbe Knani is Yotze Lecheres Ayide Shtar, Lola Meisha. So you learn that has to be written in Shema. So do you learn out all the details that you have to have Eidus L'Kiyum HaDavar also when you give over the Shtar Shichur? So that seems to be a Mefurish and Machlokes and Rishonim. But they need Eidus L'Kiyum HaDavar. So the Pashup Shat, the way the Gemara puts the two together. Eidim Esir, V'Shemis Mefokim, and you're putting together Chutz Megitinash and Shechuri Avonim. Sounds from the simple reading of the Gemara that you need Eidus L'Kiyum HaDavar.
Why is it fair? Doesn't Rabbi Lozen himself hold that Shar Shtar is also Eidim Esir is good? It's just
the Rambam Paskins like Rabbi Lozen, that the Shar Shtar is, you don't need Eidim Chasima. But he said by Shtar Imamen in Perak Al, beginning of Perak Al, Hanuchos Mechira, you don't need Eidim Chasima, you don't need any Eidim at all. Al Shanosan La Beino La Beino. The Rambam understood that Rabbi Lozen's statement, Eidim Esir Karsi, is only by get creases, because Allah says for creases, you need Eidim Esir by get Isha. Or by Kiddushin, you would need Eidus L'Kiyum HaDavar. But by Shtori Mamon, where there's no requirement for Eidus L'Kiyum HaDavar, so you don't need two Eidim Esir in order for Lashvu Yishtor. To accomplish that, it should have the status of a Shtar. So that's a Shaila. What about Shtar Shichur Rebbe Kanayini?
Either way, it's not Shver from the Gemara. The Gemara can still be saying that Hachamai Askinon are making Ukim.
That what?
That's Rebbe Lazar.
Yeah, but the Gemara always says Be'edim Esira v'Rav Loza. Ach Ma'asinim Shemis Mefokim. Oh, the Gemara talking. Oh, just says Shemis Mefokim. I didn't see Be'edim Esira. That's what the Taisus always says. Rashi and Taisus say Be'edim Esira v'Shemis Mefokim. The Gemara talking didn't say Be'edim Esira. Yor Rab Shimon l'shitosu sh'Rav Loza. The Gemara never says Be'edim Esira. The Gemara just says v'Shemis Mefokim. Okay.
Regarding what Rabbi said earlier, that according
to Rav Shimon, you need our house, and the point of the
place is in Zeira, the Shari Rayam. Here they quote Rashi here, saying that you don't. According to Rav Shimon, you wouldn't need the house. Rashi Dibra Maskal, Aval. Rashi Dibra Maskal,
what?
Aval, and otherwise, they get narrow lines on top.
Avol, which daf? Yud Aleph?
Yeah, Yud Aleph.
Gishar Shtar Sanas and Behedya. How does Rashi read the whole Tosefta? It's a tongue twister, this Tosefta. It's very hard to read what's going on here. Pashtus in the Tosefta is like that, though. That they're saying that by that's the second version. The Tosefta quotes all the Tanaim from the second generation knew that there was a Machlokes Rabbi Akiva and Chachamim in the earlier generation, something about the Shtaris Olam Arkos. So the second version of the Machlokes sounds like that. That the Machlokes was a Getisha Beidem Isiru Shemus Mufakim. Is it only be Arkos? Is it even Behedyot? No. So Rashi does not say like that. In Reb Shimon halls like Rabbi Akiva. Okay, yeah. That's possible. Yeah. Okay. Because Reb Shimon is the one who said in the Tosefta, Reb Shimon is the second version. Amar Ablaz Rabbi Yosi Kach Amar Lahem Reb Shimon Lachachamim, that this was a Machlokes Rabbi Akiva and Lachachamim. Means he holds like Rabbi Akiva. He was a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva. Okay. That could be Reb Shimon is paskening like Rabbi Akiva. But according to the second version in the Tosefta, the Hainu, Amar Ablaz Rabbi Yosi Kach Amar Reb Shimon, this exactly is the Machlokes. This was the Machlokes Rabbi Akiva and Lachachamim. If you have get Isha, all of the Aget Isha signed by Nochrim, you give it Bifnei Edim Isira, and you have Shemus Mufakim, so the whole concern of Mezuiv Mitocha really shouldn't apply. So do you throw in a new condition that has to be Dafke Biarkois, or is it even good? L'chari has solved all the world's problems already, so it should be good even Behedyot. What's the problem if it's Nasabeh? A new concern. So Rabbi Kiva says, no problem, it's good. And then the Chachamim say, no, it's a new concern. Maybe people will make a mistake. They'll think that just like a get is good, zekidino. If a get isha is good, if it's given signed by hedyotis, if you have edim misire and shemis mufakim, so then the people will think that in shtari mamin, a shtar mamin nichta behedyotis will be good the way it is. It's agzer derabban. Why does kirchak mizrach b'may? What does one have to do with the other? That's what Rabbi Akiva says. They have nothing to do with each other. It doesn't make sense to make a gzera. That's what the Rishonim say. It's like a psagzera l'gzera. So it's a far-fetched gzera. You don't allow Shemus Mufakim Bei the Mesira by Getisha signed by Hedya because of the gzera that people will think that a Shtar Mammon is good to Hedya. What does this got to do with that? They're totally unrelated.
Is it so schwer that people would get confused? Like the Tosefta itself is so confusing. Figure out which cases. So it's not so sure that a regular person would make the same confusion.
No, Tosefta was written in such a way, it wasn't written clearly. Tosefta has them up like this. It's hard. You have to break your head to figure out what's going on in the Tosefta. Why should a Balabas make a mistake and think that just like this is good, this is good, this is totally different? The Getisha, you're only accepting it, Bei the Mesira, the Shemus Mufakim. And the Shtori Mammon, you're accepting the way it is. You don't need any Mesira, you only Shemus Mufakim. So why will a Balabas make a mistake? I don't know. So that was Reb Shimon's version of the Machlokes Reb Akiva and Chachamim. Okay. Then comes a different Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon Gamliel. He's somebody else. Reb Shimon Gamliel has something new to say. Even if you have if you live in a location where the Goyish courts do not allow Jews, they never permit Jews to sign any shtars. So you know that the shtar that was signed by Nochri, no question about it. So then if it's a Gitin Noshim Shachuri Avodim, you can rely on the Edom Isir. You don't have to have Shemus Mufakim. There's no need to have Shemus Mufakim. The only reason why you need Shemus Mufakim is in order to remove the psul of Mezuif Metochel, the psul de Rabbanan. What is that based on Mezuif Metochel? Dilma Kosi Limim Sirinu Bi Apayhu Omis Mochalayu. The bottom Rashi writes on the bottom of Yoram and base. But that's only Chashash. Dilma Osi Limim Sirin Limim Sirei Bi Apayhu If people will think maybe he's Jewish. Maybe he's Jewish, maybe he's a good. But if they have a choka malchus, they don't allow Jews to sign any shtaris. So it's a dead giveaway that whoever signs the shtaris is a noch. So there's no chashash, no ma'asil, just like there was a machlekes, whether Sheamus Mefakim, he said there's no chashash. So there was an opinion that he make exera, Sheamus Mefakim, or to Sheamus Mefakim. Because it's not so clear which Sheamus are, we have real goyish names. There's a young Israel of Corpus Christi. New Zealand. Young Israel, Corpus Christi. You can have Mama Sheamus Mefakim, have a Jew, his name is Jesus. So it's hard to know what's Sheamus Mefakim, what's Sheamus Mefakim. So I understand that the Tana makes it there, the Rabbanon Sheamus. Why they disagree? Sheamus Mefakim, what to Sheamus Mefakim. But Reb Shimon Gamliel says, to make it there, but Mokim Zeot, the Mokim Achaz, Gemara says, Asher be Asher loy Mechlev, Shmo be Shmo Mechlev. There's room to make exere. We don't allow mezuzah mitoch even by Sheamus Mefakim, exere or to Sheamus Mefakim. But asher be'asher lo mechlef. In this community, everybody knows the government has a chok. They don't allow Jews to sign a shtar. So then there's no chashash mezuzah mitoch, and no one's going to rely on the Yedi Hasin. So then the Gemara goes on the details of this din of shtar. He thought that it's good whenever there are a lot of goyim and it's done in public. It's not done on the official stationery of the government courts. It's done in public, so they're not gonna be meshaker. Ravina thought that you have the umdin in that case also. So Rav Raphram straightened the mat and he says, no, akos tanan. The only time the Mishnah has such an umdin is akos. Anything less than akos we don't accept. Who signed this is a shtar halvor. Who signed the shtar halvor? So Rashi says signed by Nochrin. Shtar parso, the chosman parsim had yoitos alov. It was signed by parsim had yoitos. If would be a shtar halvor hoyle barkoes, so then we had a gemara later. You test on the base. The gemara says beferish what the din is. Whether you collect from bnei chorin only or collect from mishubadim. There were two girsis. The gemara said beferish one way or the other, but the rishonim had two girsis over there, and the two opinions in choshim mishpat halacha lamaisa. What was the shaila? Shtar sodom barkoes shal nochrin. Are good l'raya, and the Rabbanan made a takana that is good l'raya, but can you really say that this is a shtar? It's a ruba de leisa kamon that we know that that's what happened, but you still can't say that it's a kosher shtar. So that's what half of the Rishonim say. How can you say that it's goyvim and achasim mishabotim? The din halacha l'maisa min haTorah, there is no such din. But halacha l'maisa, bottom line with the Rabbanan, that is the din. That you can only collect from the achasim mishabotim. Means if the loiva is broke, normally you can't collect from the lakuchas. If the loiva has money, so you're not allowed to go to collect from the lakuchas. But if the loiva is broke, he has no money, you can't collect based on shibud aguf. You're going to collect based on shibud nechasim, the karkos that the loiva sold to the lakuchas. So for that to collect from the chasim mishbarim, you have to have dafka milva bishtar. So half of the Rishonim hold, this is not called milva bishtar. You can say from today till next year, the zunumda, the muchach, that the arkos are telling the truth, but still are not a kosher bishtar. The other Rishonim say, no, who says you need a shtar? There are other ways to make Shiva Nechasim. If you make Shiva Nechasim with a shtar, with a Kenyan Suder. So it says also, let's say the Malva lends the loiva $10,000. And then the Malva, after lending him the money, says, I want to make a Kenyan Suder, that you owe me $10,000. Doesn't mean Kenyan Suder, you owe me an additional $10,000. No. I want to make a Kenyan Suder that you owe me. You already made it. He lent him the $10,000. He owes him the money. Yes, yeah, so owes him the money, that just makes it into a milva balpe. He owes him the money. He doesn't accomplish a shiva nechasim. When he makes a kinyan suder on the same chiyav of the $10,000, then it says in Shulchan Aruch, based on Gemara, Kana Miyado makes a shiva nechasim as well. So we know that there are other ways to make shiva nechasim. It doesn't necessarily have to be dafka through a shtar. So that's what half of the Rishonim had the girsa on Yud Tes on the base. There are two girsas in the Gemara. The Gemara had Hashtar parso dechasim elei sad Israel. That's magvinim bemi mishabde. That for sure he could collect from the chasim shibadim. So the Gemara says, what's the chiddush? That shtar that's written in other languages is acceptable. So the Gemara says it's a Mishnah later on that says a get can be written either in Ivris or in Yevonis. It doesn't say in the Mishnah it can be written in Persian. One can insist there was such an opinion in the Rishonim. We don't hold like that opinion. There was such an opinion. The only two scripts that the Halacha recognizes, the spoken languages, the Halacha recognizes all the spoken languages. The only thing is that it's a question how many people have to speak the language. Husband and wife made up a pig Latin. They're the only two people in order that the children should know what they're talking about. So they made up a new language. No one else knows. So that's the question. Is that called a language? That's what the Brisker of is Masupik, in the Shiurim in the beginning of Nazir. How many people have to speak the language that it should be considered a language? But if you say Kriyashma in translation, in French, and in English, and in Spanish, that's the Halacha recognizes all of the languages. It could be the Mishnah Brura, Paskins, like those who showed him. The Halacha only recognizes English in America, and French in France, and Spanish in Puerto Rico, or in Washington Heights. If you live in a country where that's the official language, everybody speaks that language, then that language is considered language. If you live in China, you're talking English. If you live in India, you're talking English. Maybe only Indian is considered the recognized language. So as far as spoken language, the Halacha recognizes all the languages. As far as written script, so there was one obscure opinion in Rishonim, a minority opinion. The Halacha only recognizes Ksav Ashuris and Ksav Yevonis, because you can only write a Sefer Torah in Yevonis. And that's the two scripts that the Mishnah speaks of. That the Gemara in Yutes and Beis quotes our Mishnah. Get Ksova Ivris ve'edav Yevonis. Or the get is written Yevonis ve'edav Ivris. So Adarab, and Gemara says, the Gemara quotes that Mishnah, the Gemara says, my kamashmul on that Ashtar Parsa is good. I would have said it's a fantastic Kiddush, that Ashtar written in Persian is also acceptable against all those Rishonim. So the Gemara says, no, it's a Beferish and Mishnah, that B'chaloshen is good. That B'chaloshen is good. The Gemara says, a different Kiddush. Well, what's the Kiddush? I would have thought, Havamina Hanimili, that Yemekel, that Ashtar in other languages is good, is a Yemekel on a get. That's the Lakaman and the Mishnah and Peivov, you make a land get, even though it's written Shalom B'Ksav Ashuris, it's written in Yevonis. But on other stars, we would have insisted there has to be Dafke Ksav Ashuris, is Kamashmalon Persian is also good. So that the Gemara says that's a regular, they're the Girsa is Beferish. Shtar Parso de Chasim Alei Sahadi Yisrael Magvina Lebi Mishabdi. They're the Girsa for sure is that you collect from Mishabodim. But the only Shaila is the other Gemara. Rapop Kav Yosef, right before that. Rapop Kav Yosef, Lekamei Shtore Parso, David Bar Kor Shol Kusim, Makri Lushnei Kusim, Mesech Shalei Bifnei Zeh, Mesech Lefitim, Magvi Bey, what's the next word? Mimishabdi, Omen B'nei Chorin. So in our Gemara, it's printed Mimishabdi. And then the Rambam in the Shulchan Aruch, they quoted Big Machlokes. Half of the Rishonim say that that's a misprint. Shouldn't say Mimishabdi, should be Mimbnei Chorin. It should be Mimbnei Chorin. So that's the Shaila. Some hold that you can't collect. True that there's an umder in the muchach that Chachamim made a takana, but since there's an umder in the muchach that the arkos must be telling the truth, so therefore we can rely on them. But it doesn't elevate the level of the piece of paper to be considered a shtar. Shtar, you have to have kosher edim. Sof kol sof, it's not a shtar. We know that at the halvor really happened, but there is no shtar here. It's only the level of a milval peh. If it's only Milbal Ped, then there isn't going to be Shiva Nechosim. And the other Rishonim had the Girsa like we have. No, Magve Beim and Mishabde. That since Medirabbanon, there is a Ruba Deleisa Kamon. We know that the Halvo occurred and there's a piece of paper that serves the purpose to prove it. So we treat it like a Milbal Bishtah.
The Gemara focuses totally on the nature of the Takanas Mishabadim, the Shtar only serves as a Tzmani, or it's actually Machmed Mishabudim, and that just was given.
Probably does, yeah, probably it does. We know that, like we said, we know that shtar is not the only way. L'chor, if shtar would be the only way to collect from Mishabadim, then it wouldn't make sense to say the shtar is all about Kosh and Ochim should have the level of Nulva Mishtar. But we see the Farish, the Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Gemara of Kana Miyado, then we know that that you do collect from Mishabadim. So that's a shot. Maybe this is the equivalent. There's another form of, another way to enable you to collect from Mishabadim. It's not that there's only one way if you have a shtar. But here the Gemara, yeah, this Gemara is talking about a shtar ha'olah bar kosh ha'nochrim. It was signed by the Nochrim. So what does he say? Shtar barso and was given over in the presence of Edim Misira. So what's Taka the Din? So that's what Tosis said on Gimel Amud Beis. Tosis had a machlekes Rishonim about that. The Goyim Menachasim Mishubadim. You know that the machlekes Reb Meir Reb Loza with Edim Misira Karis Edim Chasim Karis only applies to Shtori Kinyan. The Shtori Raya, of course, you have to have Edim Chasim. It has to be Mchuch Mitoicha. Otherwise, there's no Shtar Raya. The machlekes is Reb Meir holds every Shtar Kinyan has functions to make the Kinyan by serving as a shtarai. So every shtar kinyan has to start off as a shtarai. And we don't pass on like that, we pass on like Rab Loza. That a shtar kinyan doesn't have to serve as a shtarai, can make a kinyan. So the shaila is, when the Chachamim made this distinction, the Pashtus says that this is only the Rabbanim, then a milveh, the Gemara said the first, this distinction is only the Rabbanim. Then a milveh b'shtar is gov in the chasim shabadim from the lakuchas. A milva apeh is not gevur from the lakuchas. So does that depend? What kind of a shtar is it? Does that depend on the shtar kinyan being koyin in the shiba nechassim? So then a tract to say, according to Rab Lozer, edim misira karsi to accomplish that. But he's saying no. Even Rab Lozer will agree that with respect to enabling the malva to collect from the nechassim shabbat, you'll have to have edi chasima. Because the ability to collect is based on having a shtar rai, not on having a shtar kinyan. So what does it say in our Gemara? He gave, there was a shtar that was signed by Hadyotis, Rashi says. Shtar pasor, Rashi writes, it was signed by Hadyotis. How does he know it was signed by Hadyotis? If it would have been signed by Arkoes, the Rashi probably has the gear select we have on Yutes on Beis. It goes in the Chasim Shabbat. So it's good the way it is. It collects from the Chasim Shabbat. So he says, we're talking that it was signed by Hadyotis. So you don't have the din. You don't have that din from the Gemara Yutes on Beis. But then he had Edim Misira. No. So if you have Edim Misira, so let it be good. What are you going to say? You have, it's Mizuyef Mitoichoi. So that was the Shaila. Does the din of Mizuyef Mitoichoi, the psul of Mizuyef Mitoichoi, by Chosmehem Akum. Did they only institute that by Gitei Noshim, or did they institute it by all Shtori Mammon as well? So that's what we saw the Gemara test on the base. At one point in the Shakla Vatari, the Gemara distinguished. The Gemara was suggested, why does it say B'shal and Shlosha Drachim, why there are six dinim where they had, which they share in common? The Gemara said, maybe that Bryce is only listing off dinim de Rabbanon that don't apply to all other Shtoris. So at one point, that was the Gemara suggesting. The Gemara finally backs out from that on the top of Yudam and Rab. But at one point, the Gemara suggested that Mizuyif Mitoicha is absurd by Chosmei Makam is absurd the Rabbanon, and it doesn't apply to Shar Shtoris. By Shar Shtoris, there is no such thing. So we said many times, Mizuyif Mitoicha Chosmeihem Kroivim, that's the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that Tesis and Dalaram and Al quotes from Sanhedrin Daf Chav Ches, that Mizuyif Mitoicha is Mocham, but Chosmei Makam will not apply to Shar Shtori Mammon. Tosis over here disagrees. Yudam and Beis. Tosis claims that was the Kasha Chaspa B'Alma. Marie, that was the Gemara's Kasha. Chaspa B'Alma sounds like it's absolutely worthless. And the Re says, not absolutely worthless. It sounds like it's absurd deraisa. And the Re Bala Tosis says, no, it means that it's Mizuyif Mitoichai. It's a funny way to describe Mizuyif Mitoichai. That Chaspa B'Alma means absolutely meaningless. That's why other Rishonim were not happy with that interpretation. So the other Shem gave the Gora funny Psham. Ain't a Bitoris. Ain't a Bitoris Kenyan Shtar. So it's no good Ben HaTorah. So that's the Shaila over here. You have a Shtar, not Oilab, a Shtar signed by Nochrim Hedyotis, Rashi learned. But it was given over, Shtar Halvo, it was given over in the presence of Edom Misiri Yisrael. So if you hold like this simple reading in the Gemara test on the base, that there's no dinim b'zuyif mitoich by chasmei makum, by shtori mamin, so let it be able to collect from the chasim mishubadim. So that's what the Gemara says. Hachim emshabdi nami. Let him be able to collect. So the Gemara says, no, leis lekola. Why is leis lekola? So the bottom Rashi was quoted by the Tosis on Gimel on the base. Tosis says, as Rashi wrote on Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, Rashi supports the Rabbeinu Hananel Shita. That's what Tosis said. Rabbeinu Hananel Piresh, based on the Gemara in the end of Bava Basu Kufa involved, that Edei Misira Karsi will not help for a shtar halvoa. A shtar halvoa has to be a shtar raya. Eidim misir karsin al helos for a shtar kinyan, and a shtar halvoa to be kind of shib nechasim has to be a shtar raya. It cannot be a shtar kinyan. So that's what Taisus quotes, that's what Rashi said. Leis lekola, Rashi says, the people are motzi to call out the Eidim chasim. So he must have Eidim chasim in order to collect chom nechasim shibodim. But half of the Rishonim don't agree. Taisus had the two opinions there on Gimel and Beis. That was the Agantza Machlekes of Rishon. How did the other Rishonim read our Gemara? Taisus says that Rashi says like the Rabbein Chananel one way. And if what's the alternative? Not going to say like Rashi. So what are you going to say over here? I mean, in this case is Leis Lekola. This case was Leis Lekola. What was unique about this case? I don't know. Tais just says the way Rashi presents it. Ein chasim so decided. Rashi says sahadi the chasim yashtara ina mapki lekola. You have to have edi chasima in order to be called the milva bishtar. So since the edi chasima were had yoytais, so that's not acceptable. But if the wood and if the no edi chasima at all and you're given a present of edi chasima, it's also no good. So that's Rashi. And what do the other Rishonim say? No, dafke this case. So there chasimah boi hadyoytas, it makes it worse. I don't know. What's the alternative, pshat here? Yep. So the Rishonim should give, how can you learn pshat and the Gemara not like Rashi? There must be some alternative. Because Tais is there on Gibbon and Beis, I had the two shitas. So he said, Rashi on Yudam Aleph and Manala says one way. So what's the other way? I don't know. That what? So does he give a pshat?
Give a different pshat.
Because given the idea of Mesira, Harry Hoydel of Name, Abloy Hashtar Nami, Govi, Bifne Adim, Shuba Hanami, the Milval Peh. Bosman Shashtar Biodo Ain and Emanam Paraiti. I don't know. You gotta find out what's the answer. What's the alternative? What's the alternate pshat in our Gemara? I don't know. Okay. The next Gemara is also a tongue twister. The next Gemara, I think the Ritva writes, there are at least four pshatim in the Rishonim. Such a complicated Gemara. What is it? Boy men Eretz Shlokish Marabiach, and keeping in mind they all lived in Eretz Yisrael. That's part of the story here. So Reish Lakish was a Talmud of Rabbi Yechon. What's the din? Ein machzim al haget, ishmasein kishmois avdei kechovim. Mahu. What's the shayla? In an Eretz Yisrael, you don't have to say b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta. So the woman has a get, and the get has signatures. So we usually assume, if the woman has the get, so the edi chasima made not only that there was an interest on the part of the husband to divorce his wife, that was ratzon abal garish. The Eidim Ameid, Mistama Hakol Behech Shanasa, that there was an Asinus Haget, there wasn't Pekita Chandabi Karak, and she didn't grab the get, and everything was done properly, and that she's allowed to remarry. The only question is, but they have Goyisha names. So do you have to be concerned that maybe the get was signed by non-Jews, in which case is absolutely no good? According to Reb Meir, it's no good the way it stands. And according to Reb Lozor, who holds al pi pashtus the way Taisus says, according to Abloza, it doesn't help if you have Eidei Chasim, you have to have Eidei Mesira. So according to Abloza, it won't even help if you give the get over in the presence of Eidei Mesira, because it's a Mizuyif Mitoichai. By a get for sure, Mizuyif Mitoichai signed by Goyim is going to be a Psula Mizuyif Mitoichai. So that's the Shaila that he asked the Ma, what's the din? Le Reb Meir, is it good the way it is? Le Reb Lozer, is it good even if you give it over Bifnei Eidei Mesira? Amalaisa Rabbi Yechanan answers, Labolia dena lukas velus vihichsharnu. We only had two cases that came up where a get was signed by funny names, and the only reason why we allowed it, vidaf lukas velus lashchichis odemaski bishmohasai, these are what we call shemus mufakim. And what gave a list? How come the Gemara before gave a list of Shemis Mefakim? Why didn't they say Lucas Velus? On the top of Yud Aleph and Aleph. They're trying to figure out Shemis Mefakim. So Rashi said there, no, you're looking for Shemis of Arkoyas Shemis Mefakim. Arkoyas Shemis Mefakim. So these were real names of judges in Bavel who had real Goyish names. Hurim is Abu Dayna, Bar Shipsoi, Bar Kidri. Lucas Velus was Tam to Shikir Agoyim. They weren't judges. That's why they're not mentioned earlier. Rashi writes it. Shemis Mufakim and Ahmed Aleph were actual names of judges. Rashi writes. Kulam Shemis Dayani of the Kachomhe. Lucas Velus were not, they didn't know any Dayani with those names. These were the Adam who signed. So Rabbi Yechanan says we would only be making Shemis Mufakim because it's a dead giveaway. The Shemis Mufakim, there's no Chashash, Dilmosim, Lis Machalai. Alashmaas Achmin, the Shrikhis on the Maskim Mishmasayu, Loi. What do you mean, Loi? We have to be concerned if it's Shemis Mufakim, so it's a, we know for sure that the Goyish name. So there's no problem of Mizuyif Mitoicha. But if it's not Shemis Mufakim, then it's a Chashash of Mizuyif Mitoicha. And we have to be concerned, maybe they're Nochrim, maybe they're Nochrim, and the Memele, maybe it's going to be a Mizuyif Mitoicha. Fregmar Kasha Eisvei, how can you say that by Shemis Shemis Mufakim? And you're not sure whether they're Jewish or non-Jewish, that you wouldn't accept it. You're concerned about the possibility, maybe it's a Mizuyim Mitoicha, a state of the Ferish of Tosefta, Gidna Baim, Mdina Sayam, Beirav Chasim, Malayim, Apdishim, Shasem, Shemes, Av, Dikachov, Ksherim, Neshirav, Yisol, Shibchus, Losh, Masayim, Kshemes, Av, Dikachov, so it's against what Rabbi Yechanan said. Rabbi Yechanan says, whenever Shemes, that they sometimes share in common, the Jews and the non-Jews, not Shemes Mefakim. So then you have to be concerned. Maybe it's a mizuyif mitoichan. Here it says the Beferish and the Brisa, you're not concerned. Gemara says no. The Brisa is talking about chutzla. So Rabbi Yechanan is talking about Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yechanan lived in Eretz Yisrael, where it was not common at all that the Jews had non-Jewish names. So therefore we should assume that it is a goy who signed. And since it's not Shemis Mufakim, we have to assume maybe it was a goy. Since it's not Shemis Mufakim, so you have the Gzerah Derabbanan on Mizuyif Mitoicha. But if Itaka would happen in Chutzlar, then you would have the right to assume that they were Taka Jewish. The Ruba Delesa Kamon is that they were probably Jewish. And then Vika Diyami is just another version of a historical version. Vika Diyami Kimasni. The shadow that he asked him was about Chutzlar. He didn't ask him about Eretz Yisrael. And he gave a psak that Shemes Mefakim is not acceptable, and he asked him a kash, and he gave a teretz, kam beretz al kam chutzlars. The shana that he asked him was about chutzlars. All right, that's how Rashi learns. The other Rishonim have very complicated versions of it, different interpretations of the Gemara. Yeah, what's the next Mishnah? We started already. Why Rav Meir? You see from the Mishnah that you only apply Zachen Liyadim Shlai Befanov if it appears from the perspective of the present that it's going to be L'toiva. So Rav Meir says by the Getisha, Rav Meir and Chacham say by the Getisha, we don't know. There's nothing that leads us to believe that she's going to be happy about the Get. If it turns out later she's happy, it's not going to help. Has to be at the time that we're doing this chiyah, we have the impression that it's going to be l'tayvasa, and then she has the option to choose whether she wants it or not. If she says, if I want to give a gift to someone who's not here, I give it to one who is here, and he picks up his coat, and then Gemara says, when the other party finds out about it, that they were zeicha for him, so if he's moicha, metchila bi'atzov, so then you break up the zochin. But it has to begin with the assumption that we assume that it probably is L'tavosah. So by the Gedisha, they all agree. It's Choyvulu Isha Shetetzi Mitachas Baila. And by the Eviknani, that's Machlek. So Meir is not so convinced that it's a schus, and the Chachamim's opinion is the accepted opinion. The Gita, Noshim, he can back out. Avalo B'shechur Yavodim. Why? The Isha Zachalam Shlei B'fonov. The Shechur Eviknani is considered a schus. Mechavin Loi, Erlo B'fonov. He cannot be Mekabal Gedisha on behalf of the Isha. Only if she sent a shliach, but we don't have the right to assume on our own that she probably would want it. So the Mishnah says, and what leads you to believe that there's such a distinction? Freedom for the Abiknani is certainly a schus, because he can have an odon who can be a meshugana, a miserable odon. If the odon decides he doesn't want to feed, the Abiknani has a right to. So freedom is certainly l'taybasa, l'schus of shalom evan. But if the man decides he doesn't want to support his wife, shalolos and his ish, he has no right to make such a decision. He's mechuyev to support his wife. This is in Ksubis, has a machlokes ba'ali atosfos. What does it mean that the husband is mechuyev in mezonos ishtoi? It means if he has a job and he earns money, so he's mechuyev to hand over part of the money, to spend part of the money for his wife's mezonos. What if he doesn't have any job? He has no money in the bank. He has no job. He sits and he learns. And every day he davens in another shul. There's a bris over there, so he goes and he davens in that shul. And to this day there's a pinyan aben, so he's going to eat over there. Every day he goes to another shul. And his wife sits home. She doesn't have any food. She has no money. He says, well, I would be happy to give you money from Zionist. If I have, I don't have any money, so I'm not mukhiv to go get a job. Is that taka the din? So that's a machlekes among the Bali Ataisvas. So some Bali Ataisis said, that's the aloha. If a man doesn't have money and he doesn't have a job, you're not mechayiv him to go get a job. And the others said, chas v'shalom, that's a busha for Klal Yisrael to say such a thing, that our religion doesn't require of the husband that he should go get a job. He certainly is mechayiv to go get a job. And in Nachla Shiva, he quotes the Achrayim. Nachla Shiva is a sefer that's composed to explain every phrase in the Ksuba, and all the halachic aspects of the Ksuba. And then he talks about other stars, talks about Tanayim, talks about other stars. In Nachla Shiva, he quotes from Achrayim that's the reason why we write in the Ksuba, Ano efloch ve'eker ve'ezem afanis yisichi. I will go get a job. Even if you hold like those Rishonim that the husband is not mechuyev to go get a job, but if he's mishabin himself, and he makes a Kenyan Suda, so he writes, Ano Efloch, I will go and get a job. We write in the Ksuba more than the Halacha requires. We write in the Ksuba, strictly speaking, the Mishnah says in Hanizokin, there are three, generally speaking, there are three kinds of karka, there's Edis, there's Beinanis, and Zibur. So the Choftal Rav and the Zikin collect from Edis. So Basisha collects from Ziburis, and Abachayv collects from Beinanis. What if there's a Balchayv and he writes the Loiva writes in the Shtar, I give you the right to collect from Edis. So the Gemara talks in Gittin later in Hanizok, and Shtar should kosebo Edis. The Shtar bo kosebo Edis. So the mother has a right to collect Edis. So that's what we do all the time in every Ksuba. The husband writes, I give you the right to collect me kol shvar arag nichsen mikinyon and this li tchos kol shmai. Arag means Edis. So if you write it in, so you meshabit yourself, even though strictly speaking, based on what it says in the Mishnah, the Ksubasishi can only collect from Ziburis, but if the Chosn obligates himself, Edis, so be it, so it becomes Edis. So here also, even if all that does, we show him that the husband is not mechuyev to get a job, but if he obligates himself, I will go get a job. So now he's mechuyev to go get a job. Here for the Rishonim say, Tosis, there in Ksubas quotes it. Half of the Bali Ataisis say that from the fact that you write Ano Eflach, that's a raya that that's the din. How is that a raya that that's the din? We write Mikol Shvar Arag Nichsim Ginyanim, that is Meshabin himself to Gavidis. That's not the din. That's Lifnei Meshuah's the din. It's more than the din requires. And maybe over here, he writes his Meshabin himself to give it the Ksuba. Meshabin himself, that's the din. You don't know what some of the things, some of the lines in the Ksuba, what the din requires, even if he wouldn't have written it, and other lines in the Ksuba, what he adds on out of the goodness of his heart. So just because he says, "Vano eflach va'oike va'farnes," I will go get a job and support you, you can't really tell. Taisis wants the proof from that lashon of the Ksuba that that's what the din says. The Edis is not what the din says. The Edis is mos. It could be that that's more. Anyway, the shaila is here. The Mishnah says, it's never a schus to divorce your wife. Why is never a schus? What if her husband sits and learns in the koilo and he never brings home any money and she has no food, she has no clothing, and he says, I'm not mechuyev to go get a job, I want to sit and learn. So Rameh says in the Mishnah there is no such thing. The husband is mechuyev to support his wife. Mechuyev to support his wife according to half of the Rishonim of the Balei Tais means if he has a job and he's earning money, he has to give over part of the money for the mezonos, but he doesn't have to get a job. So in such a case, maybe that would be a schus. You can say, well, it's a big schus to be married to a Talmid Chacham. But the Mishnah says the schus is because of this, because the Baal is chai b'mezaynus ishtoi. But if you're shrinking that din, if you're limiting the din, Baal chai b'mezaynus ishtoi, that means if he has an income, if he has investments, so he has a job, and he gets money coming in, so he has to use the money to buy mezaynus to his wife. So you can have a lot of crazy husbands, no money coming in, and he doesn't want to support his wife. So Rav Meir says that you're always mukhif to support your wife. I think to open the door also, you are mechuyev to. That's not a Kenyan dvarim. Usually, I'll agree, I'll open the door in exchange for which you'll pay me a salary. That's a poyel is mechuyev to do the work, and the baal bais is mechuyev to pay him. But the poyel can obligate himself to do the work without getting paid. Let's say, I want to obligate myself to fix your roof free of charge. We'll make a Kenyan on that. So the chora mechuyev to do it. It is that a poyel can quit in the middle. Paul Yochel Achsabatil Abem Tzayim, Paul can quit in the middle. As long as he forgoes the salary. Here, there is no salary, so he can quit in the middle. But Lachara, there is such an obligation. There can be such an obligation. He has the right to quit in the middle. But over here, it's a Zetachazen. He's agreeing in advance. He's agreeing in advance that he's going to get a job and support the wife in exchange for which she's going to be a good wife for him. It's a Zetachazen. I don't think it would be a Kenyan Dvar. That's what the Nachal Hashiva quotes from Nachrenim, that we write it in the Ksuba, even if you are like those Baalei Atosus, that the Baal is not mechuyev to go get a job, but once he writes it in the Shtar, then it becomes mechuyev, like the Idis he writes in the Shtar. So he makes himself mechuyev. It doesn't necessarily prove the fact that we have it in the Ksuba, doesn't necessarily prove, like Tosus quoted, that this is support to the other opinion. Maybe this is what he's adding on to the Ksuba.
So does it mean that an Echanami, if you have a husband like that, it would be a schus? If the Babli holds that b'makom schus, like a get shchibman,
right,
it could be mezake, mm-hmm. Not like the Yerushalmi, so then maybe that's the pshat in the Mishnah.
Sounds like if in the Mishnah, I don't know, look, if the woman is very happily married, she's suffering along with the husband, she also goes to Shnor Emil somewhere. She goes to the Kaisel and she's collecting money, and the husband's sitting and learning. If she likes the setup, so it's a schus to be married to such a person. Okay. But just from the fact that Reb Meir uses such a striking contrast, he says, the Baal is mechuyev lozen es ishtoi. Doesn't cover all the cases, according to one Baal, according to half of the Baalei Atosus. The Baal wants to be a meshugan, it doesn't cover his case. Amalohem, that's what the Chachamim say. That one is a schus, one is not a schus. Amalahem sir, Merag is varei poisel is avdam in atruma. Shem shi poisel is ishta. What are you going to say if the ebed is an ebed shalkoin? So kolzman is an ebed knayin. Ebed ebed shalkoin is ein eichel betruma. Ebed knayin shalkoin is eichel betruma. So if it is an ebed knayin shalkoin is eichel betruma, yeah. And if it's going to be mishachrahim, then he won't be able to be eichel betruma. So therefore what? So how does he prove the point in such a case? How does he? What's a din in Ebe Kanaina Shal Koin? Behemas Koin is Achelas Betruma. Koin ki kin nefesh kinyan kaspo. If the Koin buys a kinyan kaspo, covers three people, three situations. Behemas Koin is Achelas Betruma. Eshes Koin is Achelas Betruma. And Ebe Kanaina Shal Koin. All three included on the same pasuk. Koin ki kin nefesh kinyan kaspo. So if the behemoth coin eats truma, the pashtus says that that's not a kima mitzvah, that's a heter. Usually you're not allowed to get hanor shel kiloi from the truma. The truma is aimed le mitzvos to be eaten. You're going to feed it to a behemoth. The coin will feed the truma. The farmer should feed the truma to his behemoth. That's gezla shevet. He's supposed to give the truma to the kohanim. He's not allowed to keep it for himself. So he'll give it to the coin. The coin will not take the truma food and I'll feed it to a behemah, someone else's behemah. So that's the behemah is not Jewish. It is no problem of lifnei evil or sita michshol, but it's a problem of hanor shel kilui. You're not allowed to cause that the truma should be consumed in any fashion other than the kiyum mitzvah. So that's a shaila whether that's a din deraisa, din derabbanan. Mishlam Melech has two opinions. Whether the iser against feeding truma to a behemah shel zar is an iser deraisa, iser derabbanan. But I'll call upon him if it's a behemoth kain, then for sure it's mutter. Is it a mitzvah? Most probably not. The Pashto says, you know, mekayim a mitzvah. When you feed the truma to behemoth kain, when a kain himself eats the truma, the Pashto says that is a mitzvah, not just a heter. The Rambam on the last page in Hilch, the very last halacha in Hilchas Trumas writes, when a kohen eats trumas, so he says two brachas. First he says bar piagofen or hamoitzi, whatever it happens to be, a bar min mizaynus or hadoma, and then he says asher kedushanu b'kedushos u'shalayim tzivanu al achilas trumas. So it's a birchas hamitzvah. The pashtus is a mitzvah. What about when the eshes kohen is achelas b'truma? What about when the eved kohen is achel b'truma? Is that a mitzvah or is that just a heta? So if you would have said that in Eved, the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayos on this Mishnah discusses it. If the din would have been that when the Eved Kanaini Shal Koin eats Truma Tzikim HaMitzvah, and he also says a bracha, what's he going to say? He's an Eved Kanaini Shal Koin. Probably said, okay. If you hold that it's a mitzvah, if you hold that it's on, when the Behemah eats and no one says any bracha. Behemah for sure doesn't say a bracha, but even the Baal Behemah doesn't say a bracha. That's only a matter, that's not a mitzvah. Shad is if the Eved Kanaini Shal Koin is fulfilling a mitzvah, then you understand what Reb Meir is arguing. Harei poisel is avdim in atruma. Shem shu poisel is ishtoi. Sounds a little bit as if he means to say, you're cheating your wife of the mitzvah if she's married to a kohen. You're not allowed to cheat her of the mitzvah of eating truma, so you're not allowed to cheat the Eved Kanaini of the mitzvah of eating truma either. He's losing out. You tell me that he's gaining so many more mitzvahs, he's going to have the mitzvah of tzitzis and tefillin. And Sukkah and all the mitzvahs as the Shaz Bangram he doesn't have yet. So now you're going to be mshachim, you're going to be gaining more mitzvahs. Nobody's going to lose out on one mitzvah. The Eved Shenishtachrer has no right to eat the truma. Now you're ruining that mitzvah. So it sounds a little bit as if both Eshes Koin Ochelus but truma is a mitzvah and Eved Kanishol Koin is a mitzvah. You're not allowed to be mafsid him the mitzvah. Is that so? That's a shayla. Is that what Rameir argues? So the Chachamim said the Eved Kanaini Shal Koin eats Truma is like the Behemoth Koin eats Truma. That's not a mitzvah. What do you mean you mafsid him the mitzvah? You're not mafsid him the mitzvah. It could even be that Eshes Koin Achelus is also an Ishken mitzvah. But it could be that that's the Machlokes Rameir and the Chacham. Rameir holds that Eshes Koin Achelus b'Truma is a mitzvah. Kishem Shu Poisel Asishtoi. You're not allowed to cheat them from fulfilling the mitzvah. Sounds a little bit as if Rabbi Meir holds that Eved Koin Ochel B'Trum is a mitzvah and Eshes Koin Ochel B'Trum is a mitzvah. It goes on the Eved only or it goes on the Eved and the Isha? It's a little unclear. It sounds like it's a machlokes Rabbi Meir Nachacham. We pass on like Nachachamim that the Eved Koin eating Trum is Nishke mitzvah. Eshes Koin is still unclear. Could be it's a mitzvah, could be it's not a mitzvah, it could be you split, it could be that a nesuah is a mitzvah and an arusa is only a rishus. Because I learned that Rashi and Kiddushin writes, I learned that from two different psukim. That Eshes Koin Nesuah Chelus B'Trum is based on one pasuk and arusa is based on a different pasuk. Okay, we got a daven mincha. Okay. Monday and Wednesday, we got to finish up. Right, do they not?